Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and I'm so glad to join you today in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 20th, and we'll begin a new book in the New Testament today, Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up into heaven, after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remote parts of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. As they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood before them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, that is, Peter and John, and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And now we turn to our readings from the Psalms, Psalm 108 and Psalm 110. Psalm 108, a song, a psalm of David. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing praises even with my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exult. I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Over Philistia I will shout aloud. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have not you yourself, O God, rejected us? And will you not go forth with our armies, O God? O give us help against the adversary, for deliverance by man is of vain. Through God we will do valiantly, and it is He who shall tread down our adversaries. And from Psalm 110, a psalm of David. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. In holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will fill them with corpses. He will shatter the chief men over a broad country. He will drink from the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he will lift up his head. And today, our Old Testament reading comes from 2 Kings chapter 10. Now, Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the rulers of Jezreel, the elders, and to the guardians of the children of Ahab, saying, now when this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, as well as the chariots and horses and a fortified city and the weapons, select the best and fittest of your master's sons and set him on his father's throne and fight for your master's house. But they feared greatly and said, behold, the two kings did not stand before him. How then can we stand? And the one who was over the household and he who was over the city, the elders and the guardians of the children, sent word to Jehu, saying, we are your servants. All that you say to us we will do. We will not make any man king. Do what is good in your sight. Then he wrote a letter to them a second time, saying, if you are on my side, and you will listen to my voice, take the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel tomorrow about this time. Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the great men in the city who were rearing them. When the letter came to them, they took the king's sons and slaughtered them, 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets and sent them to him at Jezreel. When the messenger came and told him, saying, they have brought the heads of the king's sons, he said, put them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning. Now in the morning he went out and stood and said to all the people, you are innocent. Behold, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know then that there shall fall to the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord has done what he spoke through his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his acquaintances and his priest, until he left him without a survivor. Then he arose and departed and went to Samaria. On the way, while he was at Beth-Eked of the shepherds, Jehu met the relatives of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, who are you? And they answered, we are the relatives of Ahaziah, and we have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. He said, take them alive. So they took them alive and killed them at the pit of Beth-Eked, 42 men, and he left none of them. Now when he had departed from there, he met Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, "Is your heart right, as my heart is with your heart?" And Jehonadab answered, "It is." Jehu said, "If it is, give me your hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up into his chariot with him. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So he made him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria until he had destroyed him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu gathered all the people and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. Now summon all the prophets of Baal, all his worshipers and all his priests. Let no one be missing, for I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live." But Jehu did it in cunning, so that he might destroy the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu said, "Sanctify a solemn assembly for Baal." And they pronounced it. Then Jehu sent throughout Israel, and all the worshipers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left who did not come. And when they went into the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. And he said to the one who was in charge of the wardrobe, "Bring out garments for all the worshipers of Baal." So he brought out garments for them. Jehu went into the house of Baal with Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, and he said to the worshipers of Baal, "Search and see, there is here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but only the worshipers of Baal." Then they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed for himself 80 men outside, and he had said, "The one who permits any of the men whom I bring into your hands to escape shall give up his life in exchange." Then it came about, as soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the royal officers, "Go in, kill them, let none come out." And they killed them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the royal officers threw them out and went in the inner room of the house of Baal. They brought out the sacred pillars of the house of Baal and burned them. They also broke down the sacred pillar of Baal and broke down the house of Baal and made it into a latrine to this day. Then Jehu eradicated Baal out of Israel. However, as for the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which he made Israel sin, from these Jehu did not depart, even the golden calves that were at Bethel and that were at Dan. The Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in executing what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." But Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, which he made Israel sin. In those days, the Lord began to cut off portions from Israel, and Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel. From the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites and the Reubenites and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. And Jehoahaz, his son, became the king in his place. Now the time which Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. This concludes the reading for today. We've got lots going on in our three passages, well, actually four passages today. Acts is a wonderful book. It's my favorite book of the New Testament, and I think I like it because there's lots of action, but I also like it because it reminds me of the work of the Holy Spirit in constructing the first Christian church, but also the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives today and how He is, by His power, continuing to propel us onward. And then in 2 Kings today, we see a lot of Ahab's destruction. What had been prophesied about Ahab's family comes to be with Jehu. But what is interesting is that in verse 31 of 2 Kings, we're reminded that Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord. And it talks about the sins of Jeroboam, which we'll have to think back in our memory to 1 Kings chapter 12, where Jeroboam constructed golden calves. And these calves were symbols of strength and fertility. And Jeroboam was somehow attempting maybe to combine this pagan calf symbol with the worship of God. But as we see throughout the Old Testament and even in the New, God will not share His glory with another, and we cannot serve two masters. And so today, as we go into our workday, or maybe your day is coming to the close, we can think about these things and pray about them and ask the Lord to give us wisdom as we continue to seek Him in His Word. Let's pray together. Father, we come to You now just aware of Your presence with us, mindful of the fact that You are everywhere and You also are with us intimately by Your Holy Spirit. You are transcendent and yet You are imminent with us. Thank You, Lord, for the ways that You reveal Your character to us, that You are compassionate and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And so, Lord, we preach this to ourselves again and again because we come today with anxious hearts and with anxious minds. We are worried over the things that we cannot control. And we ask, Lord, that Your power would come on us by Your Holy Spirit so that You might give us wisdom for today. And also, Lord, that You might help us to be a people who are seeking spiritual depth, spiritual wisdom, that we might walk in all of Your ways, that we are not just zealous for one part of Your glory and one part of Your law, but that we are zealous for all of it, that we might love You with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and by loving our neighbor as ourselves, that we might be just a fragrant offering for Your glory. Forgive us, Lord, for the ways that we continually mistrust or act not in accordance with Your will, and help us, Lord, today to right the course, to walk back to You, our loving Father who welcomes us with open arms. Bless my brothers and sisters today, I pray, through Jesus our Lord. Amen.